The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute says the universal health care plan, backed by Senate Democrats, would prompt as many as 142,000 people who can't get insurance or don't have enough coverage to move into the state or not leave. David Dodenhoff authored the study.
We're not saying that it would outweigh any benefits. What we're saying is healthcare costs are notoriously hard to predict, and they tend to end up on the higher side when you've got universal coverage because of system usage. And so what we're saying is this migration effect, that's something that policymakers haven't taken into account.
People without a job could not just get coverage. They'd have to reside in Wisconsin for a year before getting benefits. For that and other reasons, supporters of the plan do not expect a major influx of people. Wisconsin Citizen Action calls the report junk science. Director Robert Craig says it comes to a conclusion without firm evidence people would indeed move solely for health benefits.
It's entirely speculative, entirely theoretical, and doesn't even look at aspects of Healthy Wisconsin which would be much better established, such as evidence that businesses would relocate to a state and create more jobs if health insurance was cheaper in Wisconsin.
The Healthy Wisconsin plan is sponsored by State Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.